John?
It's John Sodo, actually.
Sodo. Yeah. John's a professor of chemistry at UCC. We hear, or we see in the pollen count, I don't have a Met Office forecast in front of me here now, there isn't a pollen count on it, but if you go into their website, you'll get a pollen count. But you tend, these are not our pollen counts.
Yes, I mean, it surprised me. I get hay fever, and I think most of my research now has turned toward trying to detect pollen in the atmosphere. And I was very surprised to hear that actually Met Aeron do not make the pollen counts themselves. If you look at those pollen counts, I think what you'll see is that they're supplied by the Met Office and the Aerobiological Centre in the University of Worcester.
So right.
the actual pollen counts are made some days ago. It's a very long, laborious process to count and identify pollen, and it's then put into a computer model, and then they predict for Britain and also now for Ireland what the number is.
So do we not actually run pollen counts? I always thought up at the airport, I know they were there years ago, up at the airport there was a weather station with all sorts of different readers and vanes and stuff. I thought they were taking pollen in up there too.
No, I mean, what they would do is temperature and relative humidity and wind speeds, wind direction, but pollen counting in Ireland hasn't been done for many, many years now.
Crikey.
And again, it's because it's very laborious, takes a considerable time to analyse the results. But what's happening now, and that we're doing in our lab, is to develop real-time methods to detect pollen. And my research group is currently out in Paris because the French are quite interested in doing this in real time. It's sponsored by the EPA, but I just thought it was interesting to give a different perspective to your...
It certainly is new. You learn something. I have an old friend who always says every day is a school day, and this is certainly one. I would have thought that years ago it would have been, someone would have invented like a simple device that you can sort of hang in the porch or hang in the backyard and give you an idea what the pollen count is like. Simple as, but is it more complicated than that?
Well, essentially how the conventional technique works, and it's not, as I said, done in Ireland now, other than for particular research projects, not for pollen counting, is that you essentially have a weather vane that moves round and round. It's got some sticky tape on it. Over 24 hours or a week, you count the numbers of pollen that are stuck to it by taking the sticky tape back to your lab, and you don't actually count it all, you just count certain sections, and make a prediction from that as to what types of pollen are there and how many.
That sounds kind of Stone Age, John.
It is. And that's why we moved our research. I work in the Atmospheric Chemistry Centre at UCC. We moved a lot of our research to biological contents in the atmosphere. But pollen, of course, is not the only things that you get allergic to. Spores, fungal spores,
yeah,
which tend to come out a little bit later in the year, are also, some of them, allergenic, and people are allergic to them.
Right. That's you've kind of knocked me for six now. Does the technology seems to be so old. Are we any close to improving it? I mean, your own research, for example?
Yes, I think we're closer to improving it. I mean, to get a different perspective as to why this is so, I suggest you speak to Met Aeron to ask, how and why might they wish to do things in the future. But, I mean, it's not that we're well behind in the real-time methods. The whole world is behind. But there are, as I said, increasing research projects trying to work this through for the future.
Very good. All right, John. John Sodo at the Department of Chemistry in UCC. Interesting conversation indeed. Thank you, John, for that. Take care now.
Bye.